So I'm going to talk about Spotify today, and that is a music streaming service. I'm just going to talk about using it on the iPhone. I started it as a trial version, which is a month long, free, about 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, and I decided to convert that to a paid service because I really liked it.
Spotify is a popular app for listening to music and podcasts, both on your iPhone and on your computer. I'm only going to look at it on the iPhone. You can set up different types of accounts. A personal account is $9.99 a month, although you can do a free trial for 1 month, and that's what I'm doing now. There is a student personal account, $4.99, and there are various other types of accounts, like family accounts with a monthly subscription fee. So I have the Spotify app opened on my phone, and there are three tabs at the bottom, a home tab, a search tab, and a third tab called your library. I'm on the home tab now, and we'll just read a little bit from the top of that screen, just to get a flavor of what's there.
Good morning. What's new? Button. Listening history. Button. Settings. Button. Stevie Wonder Best of, the most played Stevie Wonder tracks on Spotify right now. Button. Herbie Hancock. Button. 70s rock and roll.
And I'll stop it there. The list there was some of my recent listening. The search tab we'll go to in a moment, but that's for doing searches. And I'll go to the My Library tab now.
Tab bar. Your library. Tab. 3 of 3.
Your library. We'll read a little bit from the top of the screen here.
Your library. Heading. Your library. Heading. Profile and settings. Button. Search. Button. Create playlist. Button. Like from radio. Playlist. David Kingsbury 77. Button. Add artists. Button. Add podcasts and shows. Button. Status Burrow Blues Taj Mahal. Connect to a device.
And so on. If I kept going, there was a little bit of recent history. So a little bit of overlap on those screens. I'm going to search for an artist now. So that's the second tab.
Tab bar. Search. Tab. 2 of 3. Selected. Search. Tab. 2 of 3.
And I'll go towards the top of the screen to try to find the search box.
Search for artists, songs, or podcasts. Button.
That's what we want to hear. I'll double tap that.
Search field. Is editing. Search. Insertion point at start.
And I will dictate
Bonnie, has joined the meeting.
Bonnie Raitt.
Inserted Bonnie Raitt.
Now if I flick to the right here, I don't have to go find the search button at the bottom right. I can just start flicking to the right.
Clear text. Button. Search filters. Top. Bonnie Raitt. Artist. Button.
You first hear it say Bonnie Raitt Artist. If I double tapped on that,
space. Speech on demand.
Get a list of some of her most popular songs, as well as her albums, as well as various playlists that maybe work off of her genre. And we'll see in a moment, you can double tap on any of those, and you'll get a list of songs, and you can go right into those songs. Again, with a paid or a subscription mode, you can immediately listen to those songs. You can skip around, find some other song. If you have a free account, there are playlists, but you don't have any control over those. There are ads. You may see a list of songs, but if you double tap on those, you'll maybe only get a 5 or 10 second preview of that song. So the paid subscription mode is much more flexible. I'll flick right.
Featuring Bonnie Raitt. Heading. This is Bonnie Raitt. Button. Adult. This is Bonnie Raitt.
Now when you do This is Bonnie Raitt or
Bonnie Raitt Radio, button, adult, Bonnie Raitt Radio.
Bonnie Raitt Radio, the way I interpret the radio is playlists that are sort of with her genre and they may go off to other artists. I'll go back to simply the artist button.
This is Bonnie Raitt, featuring Bonnie Raitt, heading, Bonnie Raitt, artist, button.
I'll double tap on that.
Bonnie Raitt, back, button.
And I'll flick right, and we'll see what we've got.
Bonnie Raitt, 2,962,913 monthly listeners. Heading,
so,
adult, sign, Siri Auto 844 AMLOs.
You first hear how many monthly listeners, quite a few.
Shuffle play, button.
And shuffle play, that is for doing a playlist of hers. But if I keep flicking right, we'll see some popular songs. And we could start the playlist from any of those songs.
Follow artist. button. More options. Button. Artist fundraising pick. Be a music cares. Make a contribution. No money goes to Spotify. Popular. Heading.
So here is a heading. It says popular. And if I flick right, we'll see some of her songs.
1. I Can't Make You Love Me. 92,423,000. 2. Something to Talk About. 46,149,963. Button. Actions and available.
I can double tap on any of these, and that starts it as a playlist. So I'll do that on one of these songs.
1. I Can't Make You Love Me. 92,423,944.
I just paused it. Now, there is a now playing window, and I have found that the easiest way to find that is to go to the bottom of the screen just by tapping down there.
Tap bar, home, tab, 1 of 3.
And if I flick left 3 or 4 times.
Track position, 9 seconds, play, button, connect to a device. I Can't Make You Love Me, Bonnie Raitt.
Until you land on the song title, double tap on that, and that opens the now playing window. You can get to that regardless of which of the tabs you're in. So I was on the home tab, but I could have gotten to that the exact same way from either the search tab or the your library tab. I'll double tap to open it.
I can't. Spotify, close the now playing view button.
And we hear close the now playing view. That's up near the top of the screen if I want to close it. But I'm in here, and let's see what the now playing view looks like. I'll flick right.
Open the context menu button.
We'll see what the context menu is in a moment.
Bonnie Raitt, heading. I Can't Make You Love Me, button. Bonnie Raitt, button.
Now here I could double tap on the song or the button for her name and go find another song. If this was a playlist where it moves off to other artists, I could double tap on the song that's playing from that other artist or the name of the song and then go find all sorts of playlists related to that artist. So you can sort of move all over the place. I'll keep flicking right.
Like button.
So like, I guess that's some social media thing. I don't use it.
Track position, 9 seconds of 5 minutes, 33 seconds, adjustable.
I can flick up here a bunch of times if I want to move further ahead in the song.
Shuffle tracks on, button.
And shuffle tracks on. I could double tap that to turn it off. And in that case, it would go in whatever order it's listed.
Previous track, button.
Double tap on previous track. That would go back a track in the playlist.
Play, button.
Replay or pause.
Next track, button.
And next track.
Repeat, no repeat, button.
Repeat, no repeat. Again, that has to do with the playlist. I interpret that as meaning that when the playlist finishes, it would stop. Let's see if there's anything else.
Devices available, button.
Devices available. If I double tap on this, I can find nearby devices, for example, my Amazon Alexa or whatever, to have it play through that, or a Sonos speaker.
Share, button.
Share in various ways.
Q, button. More, button. Q, button.
I'm going to go back to the more options, which was higher up on the screen.
Bonnie Raitt. Heading, open the context menu, button.
I'll open the context menu. Again, this is up near the top of the screen.
Percent of Spotify code, button, image, adult,
and we
sign,
have various
Bonnie Raitt, vertical line one.
Options here.
I Can't Make You Love Me, Bonnie Raitt, bullet luck of the draw. Shuffle tracks, on, button, repeat, no repeat, button, button, heading, go to queue, heading, like, button, add to playlist, button.
There's add to playlist. We'll talk about playlist a little later.
Add to queue, button.
Not sure what add to queue is.
Share, button.
Again, sharing.
Go to radio, button.
If we go to the radio, that will be playlists that are sort of based on her genre, so we could find other artists and move off in playlists in that way.
View album, button.
Various albums, or I'm assuming that is the album that this song is from, so that album could become a playlist.
View artist. Button. Song credits. Button. Sleep timer. Button.
Sleep timer.
Close. Button.
And we'll close that drop down.
Close the now playing view. Button.
And if we wanted to close the now playing view, we double tap on that. And I'll do that now.
Back. Button.
To create a playlist in Spotify. You want to be in the Your Library tab. I'm there now.
Your Library, heading.
And I'll flick right.
Profile and Settings, button. Search, button. Create Playlist, button.
I'll double tap on this.
Playlist name, text field, is editing. My playlist number 3 selected.
I'm in an edit field where I can type it in or dictate it. I'll dictate Bonnie Raitt. Bonnie Raitt.
Inserted Bonnie Raitt.
I'll flick right.
Create, button.
And I'll double tap on create.
Back, button.
Now, there are various ways I can add songs to the playlist. I could go to some individual song like I did earlier, and it was amongst the options to add it to a playlist. But if we have a name for this playlist, the name of an artist, I'll flick right here.
Bonnie Raitt, 0 likes, download, button, invite friends, more options, button, let's find some songs for your playlist, add songs, button, recommended songs, based on the name of this playlist, heading.
So there we hear it say recommended songs based on the name of this playlist, and if the name of the playlist is an artist or maybe songs of the 60s or 80s or whatever, there should be some recommendations underneath. I'll flick right.
Nick of Time, Bonnie Raitt, button. Actions available.
There are actions. Let me flick up.
Add to playlist.
And there, if I double tap on that, that would add it to the playlist. I could also have double tapped on the song simply to hear it, and that would give me a better idea as to whether I want to add it to the playlist. I'll double tap on this. I'll add it.
Add songs, button.
I'll flick right, find another one.
Nick of Time, Bonnie Raitt, button. Recommended songs, based on the name, Too Long at the Fair 2008 Remaster, Bonnie Raitt, button.
Now again,
actions available.
This time I'll double tap it, because maybe I'd like to listen to it first. There, I just paused that. I decide, gee, I'd like to keep that one, so I'll add that also.
Recommended selected, Too Long at the Fair 2008 Remaster, Bonnie Raitt. Button. Runaway to selected. Too Long at the Fair 2008 Remaster. Bonnie Raitt. Button.
Again, hearing
actions
selected.
Available.
Hearing selected reminds me that that is the song where my focus is now. I'll flick up.
Add to playlist.
And I'll double tap.
Recommended songs. Based on the name of this playlist. Head.
And we could add more and more songs. I'll go back to the top of the screen.
Bonnie Raitt. 0 likes. 6 minutes. Playlist created by David Kingsbury 77. Heading. 8. Kingsbury 77.
Tells me how many songs are in there, how many minutes they are, and if I flick right,
shuffle play button,
I could double tap on that, and that should start the playlist going, or I could flick right to get to one of those individual songs, and that would also start it going. Let me flick right.
Turn on enhance, button, download, button, invite friends, more options, add songs, button, Nick of Time, Bonnie Raitt, button, selected, Too Long at the Fair 2008 Remaster, Bonnie Raitt, button, recommended songs, based on the name of this playlist. Heading.
There's the recommended songs after it, and my 2 songs have been listed. If I double tap on one of them, that should start the playlist going. There are options related to the playlist itself. Let me get back to that.
Selected. Nick of Time. Add songs. More options. Button.
I'll double tap on this. More options.
Percent of Spotify code. Button. Bonnie Raitt. Add songs. Button.
Here again, I could always add more songs, but I can also delete the playlist if I want.
Download button.
The term download means that you can download it to the app so that you can play the music when you're not on Wi-Fi. It does not mean download in any sense of getting the MP3 file so you could play it on your computer.
Edit button. Made private button. Remove from profile button. Made collaborative button. Delete playlist button.
I'll double tap on delete.
Alert, are you sure? Do you want to delete this playlist containing 2 songs? Cancel, button, delete, button. Your library, heading.
And it's now deleted from my library.
So that's a little bit about Spotify. It's very accessible. You might want to try to get a free trial for 1 month and check it out yourself.
You know, I now have a number of more weeks experience with it. The most frequently used way that I add songs to playlists is I'll be listening to that song. I'll go into the now playing of view where there were those other options. And then if you do the add to playlist button, you land in your list of playlists You flick down to the playlist you want to put it in, and you double tap, and that puts it in. Or you could be in also alternatively in that list of most popular songs that I first talked about. Flick up where you've got, you know, other actions, and there too, add to playlist, brings you into a list of your playlist. You double tap on the playlist you want to put it in, and you put it in. So multiple ways to add songs to playlists. And once you mess around with it a little bit, it becomes very easy, intuitive. It has the best market share, I think, for couple of reasons. It may have access to more songs and artists than any of the others, but I think definitely the intuitiveness of moving around in it, presumably for sighted people, also contributes to making it very popular.
I just want to mention that I am a member of a family group, and I use Spotify. I access Spotify via my Google Home Assistant, and being a high-level user, I don't get into the level of detail that you just described. And I can just say, hey, Google, play the best of Marvin Gaye. And off it goes onto the best of Marvin Gaye list. It's so easy to use. And if you keep on playing your favorite artists over and over again, you begin to get tailored messages to you about special offers, upcoming shows, you name it. It's a wonderful service, music service.
If you start playing a song somewhere in the now playing thing, there's a button, and it will bring up on a screen the lyrics of the song. And as the song is being sung, it will scroll through the lyrics. So if you have some song that you've been listening to for the last 50 years, and you never knew what those words were because the singer garbled it a bit, you can find out the words. So that's just an example of one other interesting thing. There was something also called discography. And I think there you can go and find just a whole lot of detail about the history of the artist, their group, when they made certain art albums and stuff. And I may not have noticed, didn't go into the popular songs thing as much, but keep flicking down. You have the list of all of their albums, what year it was made. You double tap on any of those albums, and you get a list of all of those songs in the album. You can double tap on any song if you want to hear it, and that will start just that album.
You mentioned something about add to queue. I think what that means is, at least just what it means with other apps, that you can create a big, long queue of lists and albums and whatever you want to add to it, and then get it, let it start playing the whole thing, and you can tell it you want it to shuffle or not shuffle and all that stuff. So that's what a queue is. And my question is whether anybody in this group may also use Amazon Music Unlimited, and if so, what would the comparison be between Spotify and that? It sounds to me like at least the iOS app in Spotify is a lot friendlier, but I haven't really done much with Amazon Music on the phone. I've mostly done it on my computer, and it's not that great. The website is difficult to use, I think, anyway. So I'd be curious to know any comments that anybody might have on those, on that comparison.
We have both, but the only way I've done the Amazon one is through, again, the Alexa. And the only really difference I found on those is sometimes, you know, you'll ask for a song and they'll say Amazon Music doesn't have that, or Spotify doesn't have it. And then we just go to the other one to find it.
Again, if you try Spotify, you got a 1 month free trial. You do have to set up the free trial on the web. It's a little curious that you can't set it up from right inside the app, but you know, you create a username, password. You got to give them, you know, your credit card information, because it will automatically be paid after 1 month. But you got 1 month to play around with it.
And what was the monthly charge again for the paid version?
$9.99 for an individual, $12.99 for two people. Now, in theory, living under the same roof, $15.99 for a family of, I think, six living under the same roof.
Is there any difference in the quality, the like the output of the music between, say, a Pandora and the Spotify?
This is David. I wouldn't think so. I don't really know. I mean, I think it essentially depends on your own hardware.
Sonos Music offers an HD version, and I believe Amazon Unlimited does too. And I tried one of them. I couldn't notice a darn bit of difference between the two.
Yeah, I think when David was going through the playlist, there was an option at the very beginning. I forget what it's called. It's almost like an enhanced version you can turn on, and it's supposed to produce better quality. But to actually hear it, you have to have pretty high-end speakers to tell the difference. But otherwise, I don't know the difference between the sort of Pandora and, say, Spotify.
Okay, David, thank you very much. Excellent presentation.